Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Chicklin.
And today we're with Ethan and Evelyn today. Now they're going to be smelling the weather, but there are all kinds of cool things out there you can smell, and that's our warm-up question. What are some of your favorite smells?
White musk.
Okay.
Roses.
Fair enough.
Maybe just like some flower scents.
Okay.
What about you?
Freshly cut grass on a British summer day.
Oh, that sounds nice too.
Usually at about 3:30, 4 o'clock when school's finished and I'm walking home and it's saying,
wow,
the grass has been cut. Go out there and play football, kind of thing. You can't beat baking bread.
Oh yeah, that's the one I like too.
You can't complain about that. Probably not such a healthy smell, but sometimes you go by a gas station and you know it's like, that's not a nice, it's it's not supposed to be a nice smell, but it's, for some reason,
like
it kind of is. Oh, another really, not that one. The first time you open a really big board game with a load of kind of plastic and cardboard components, especially like around Christmas or a birthday, that smell, that'll take me right back into my childhood, opening up these great big cool board games with loads of figures and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
That is definitely, it's a unique smell. Definitely a favorite for me. But today we're talking about the smell of the weather. What have Ethan and Evelyn got to tell us about it? Let's read through day one of the article.
Ethan and Evelyn smell the weather. Warm-up question. What are some of your favorite smells?
These sheets smell so good.
Some people think dead dust mites make the smell.
That's not true.
Right. The sun's rays hit the wet clothes and start a chemical reaction. This reaction creates special molecules. They smell like flowers.
So we see in the first picture that some sheets, presumably bed sheets, are drying in the sun, and Evelyn, both ways are okay, is smelling them. And she says, oh, these sheets smell so good. Now, that's an experience I remember from the UK, but I don't really have it in Taiwan.
Oh.
Because when I'm drying stuff, I'm almost always using my balcony. But it's a bit small for hanging up a whole bed sheet.
That's
I'd be
true.
Afraid it's going to like wipe on the floor or get blown against the wall. So whenever I wash my bed sheets, then it's always into the tumble dryer. Because that's really the only way to do it. Do you have the same thing or do you manage to hang it up?
I have a tumble dryer too because I have a small balcony. But like in back home in the south where my parents live, we usually just hang the bed sheets and just the bed sheets smell like sun.
Yeah.
So it's really good. But in Taipei, I don't think it's possible for me.
Yeah, no, not unless you happen to be able to go up to the rooftop and hang some stuff out on a sunny day and leave it up there an hour or two and it'll be good. But that smell like sun. That is exactly what we're talking about here. Now, Ethan says to Evelyn, some people think dead dust mites make the smell.
Really?
Okay, it's just this kind of myth. Some people believe it. So a dust mite, it's this tiny little bug that eats and lives in dust. It eats human skin, the stuff that falls off us. Because that's what a lot of dust is. It's actually just dead skin and dead hair and then bits of stuff that are around. So they eat it. You'll often find them living in bed sheets and living in sofas. And it's not a real problem unless there's too many of them. Normally, if you wash your stuff frequently, they'll not bother you or they'll go away. There will never be enough. So how often do you dust and clean up after dust?
Well, I vacuum my floor every day. Does that count? Because I have two dogs.
Two dogs and
a lot of hair, dog hair and stuff and fur. But if I get too busy, I probably just wash my bed sheets once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks if I get too busy and nobody washes my bed sheets for me. So I do it myself.
Yeah, a couple of times a week for vacuuming, but there's always those areas that it's difficult, you know, up on the top of a cupboard or around the back of something, really hard to dust. That's the kind of thing that we go, okay, Chinese New Year or some kind of like quiet time when the kids are at school. Okay, we need to do a proper clean this time. So Ethan talked about dust mites, but we see in the picture Evelyn is shaking her head and she says, that's not true. So it's not dust mites that caused this smell. And Ethan knows this too. He says, right, the sun's rays hit the wet clothes and start a chemical reaction. So there is energy in sunlight, a kind of energy, and when it hits something, those little tiny, they're called electrons, and they will make things happen to chemicals. They'll change what chemicals do. That's what a chemical reaction is. And the same thing happens to our skin. When our sun hits the skin, it will cause some kind of reaction. We'll go darker, that kind of thing. So how do we protect ourselves from the sun?
I only wear sunglasses because I always forget to apply sunscreen. Do you? I don't think you do.
If we're going out to the park or some outside area in the summer or a very sunny day, then yeah, get the sun cream out. It's definitely important. But sunglasses definitely a lot more. And a hat. Hats are a pretty useful thing to have. Okay, so Ethan then points at a flower on the ground to kind of explain more about what he's talking about with the sun. This reaction as sunlight hits wet clothes creates special molecules. They smell like flowers. Okay, when certain chemical reactions happen, the chemicals that come, that are produced, have a smell. Some chemicals will smell bad when you smell them. Some will smell like fruit or smell like straw. All the smells like we talked about, the cut grass, the board games and things like that, roses, they all have their own smell chemicals. In this case, they smell like flowers. So you said you like roses. Do you often have flowers around your home?
I do. There's, I know a shopkeeper, flower shopkeeper, and then he gives me fresh flowers every week.
I think he's sweet on you.
But he has a wife.
Okay. Still.
It's just like maybe I'm his daughter or something. Just like his daughter.
Okay.
So I get fresh flowers every week. It's nice.
Yeah, I don't at the moment. They're the kind of things that would just get knocked over.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
I agree.
So we're about halfway through the article. We'll take a short break now, and we'll be back in just a second.
So the sun does more than just drying?
Yes, it's nature's way of making things smell nice and clean and killing germs.
I love that. It's like wearing a piece of nature.
We'd better get these sheets inside. It smells like it's going to rain.
Really? It looks sunny.
Come inside. Let me explain the smell of rain to you. Then we can enjoy it together.
Back to our article, and we see Evelyn touches the dry sheets. And she says, so the sun does more than just drying? Okay, and yes, the answer is it does. Ethan says, yes, it's nature's way of making things smell nice and clean and killing germs, so killing things that spread diseases and make us sick. So what other ways are there to kill germs?
Maybe using sanitizers. I do that all the time.
Yeah, spray with the alcohol
spray.
Yeah, and just cleaning up. If you're going to like cut some food, you would definitely want to give your chopping board a quick clean first and make sure it's clean afterwards. Definitely clean a lot around your shower, around your bathroom. That's pretty important. So all of those things can kill germs.
And bleach.
Yeah, you put that in the toilet. You might put that in your laundry a little bit to kill those things. But even soap will take care of a lot of germs. So wash your hands. And that's important because it stops you getting sick. The article then shows Evelyn, she wraps a sheet around her body, like it's kind of a piece of clothes. And she says, I love that. It's like wearing a piece of nature. So you said you wash your bed sheets like once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm, is that right. With the dogs as well? Are they allowed on your bed?
They weren't allowed to be on my bed, but now they think it's my bed. So, and they know how to open my bedroom door.
Okay. So it's their bed now.
Kind of.
Okay.
I hate it.
But, you can't keep them off it. Yeah. Which means it's quite important to wash them a lot more often.
That's true.
I'm probably more like once every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Maybe in the summer it might be a bit more often because, you know, the sweatiness, you have to keep your bed sheets cleaner, but just, I don't have time to do it every week. There are other things that need washing. So the picture then shows Ethan smelling the air, but it's not the sun he's smelling. He says, we better get these sheets inside. It smells like it's going to rain.
Oh.
Do you kind of notice that sort of thing before it happens?
Yeah, it kind of smells like, well, you don't know how to describe it, but you know that it's going to rain.
I mean,
it's like soil.
It's the clouds that I'll always kind of get this feeling. Yeah, clouds are up there. It's getting darker.
Humidity and
you just compare it to what it was like earlier and you're okay, yeah, it looks like it's going to rain, that kind of thing. But Evelyn maybe doesn't get this smell and she says, really? It looks sunny. But they start taking in the sheets, so they'll take them off the line, fold them up, put them in a basket. Ethan says, come inside. Let me explain the smell of rain to you. Then we can enjoy it together. I'm not sure about enjoying the smell. I certainly don't enjoy going out in the rain as... No, yes?
It depends on how I feel. Like if I haven't taken a shower, maybe it's just nice.
Okay.
I mean, be in the rain, but just,
ever.
You can take a hot shower afterwards. I think it feels
nice. I mean, come on, Taiwan's a pretty rainy place. So is England. I've had way too much rain in my life. I would go and live in the desert. Send me out to like Dubai or something. Just give me a place with very little rain. That's perfect. But that's the end of the first part of this article. I'm going to hand over to Chikilin for a moment or two, and I'll be back for our review time.
所以 sheet 就是床单或被单的意思，那么干净的床单就是 clean sheets。那么 sheet 这个字也可以当一张纸，你可以说就它就是 a piece of paper 的意思哦。那么 sheet 这一个字也可以指动词，它是滂沱大雨的意思。比如说 it's sheeting down outside, let's stay home。外面在下大雨，我们就待在家吧。那我们说为了维持床铺干净，就可以说to keep my bed clean。那 what should you do?Let's take a look at another sentence. I change my sheets once a week to keep my bed clean. 为了维持床铺的干净呢，一周就会换一次床单。那今天一直讲到这个什么味道啊，气味，其实 smell 这个字当动词就是闻起来的意思。那它就是感官动词其中一个字哦，后面可以加上形容词代表闻起来怎么样。比如说牛奶闻起来怪怪的，英文就可以说 The milk smells a bit iffy, let's not drink it. 或者是嗅出什么 to smell out something. The police used dogs to smell out the criminals. 他利用这些狗狗来闻出罪犯在哪里哦。那么 smell 这个字呢，我们文章中有提到它可以当名词，是气味。So the smell of something 就是什么的气味，什么的气息，不一定是东西吃的哦，也可以像我们刚刚讲的花 ，the smell of roses or the smell of success 成功的气息。那我们再看另外一个句子，我们先看动词的 ，These dirty clothes smell bad. You should wash them right away. 这些脏衣服太臭了，你赶快去洗吧。或者是说呢，我们当那个名词也可以哦。I just baked a cake, so there's a nice smell in the kitchen. 我烤了一个蛋糕，所以厨房里面很香。那我们今天看到这个光线这个字就是 ray， 这边是名词，所以一缕阳光就是 a ray of sunshine。所以我们说，哎，我们去晒一下太阳好喽。To catch some or to catch a few rays， 比如说 ，Let's go out and catch some rays。那么 ray 也有少量的意思，比如说一丝希望，一点点 ，a ray of hope， 这个字也蛮常见的。那我们来看一下例句哦，月光怎么讲呢？就是 moon rays。Lit the path and helped us walk at night. 月光照亮的小径，我们就可以在夜晚行走。 那最后看到 create， 它这边是产生，在文章中是生成的意思，不过它也可以当创造的意思。所以形容词 creative 就是一个人很有创意的。You can say a person is very creative, or you can say, oh, that someone is a creative artist. 那我们再看另外一个句子。Human beings are creative animals. 我们人类呢是很有创造力的生物。所以 creation 就是你创造出来的东西。那么 creator 就是创造什么东西的那一个人。那我们看另外一个句子。Bees drink special liquid from flowers, and then their bodies create honey. 蜜蜂呢会吸取花朵中特殊的液体，然后他们的身体就会制造出蜂蜜哦。So that's pretty much all we have for today's lesson. Right now, we will go to our review time activity.
Review time.
Welcome back, everyone. So let's review today's word power words by providing some sentences with some missing words in them and then seeing if we can figure out which of today's word power words will fill that gap. So, for example, I could say, I could blank tasty in the kitchen. Mum must be cooking dinner. I think that should be, I could blank something tasty in the kitchen. Mum must be cooking dinner.
I could smell something tasty in the kitchen.
Yeah, missed a word there. Apologies.
Beef stew.
Okay, you want to give me one?
Okay. If you mix red and blue paint, you'll blank purple paint.
You mix red and blue and you'll, it's not get, I mean you would get purple paint, but you're making something. Make, get, you're making something new, you are creating it.
Yay!
You're creating purple paint. Okay, let's do one more. The clean blank on my bed feels so comfortable.
So it could be the thing that you lie on your bed. So I think it's sheets, right?
It's got to be plural because it's using the verb feel, not feels. So it's got to be the clean sheets on my bed. Do pay attention to the grammar as well in these kinds of sentences. But that is all the time we've got for today. We're not quite done with Ethan and Evelyn yet, though. Today they've been smelling the sun. Tomorrow, we're going to explain what the rain smells like. Join us for that. See you then. Bye for now.
Magic Box.
雪莉，你是不是攻击了我珍妮佛罗佩斯的村庄？ I am very, very, very angry. 哈，等到呢，我集齐了三个铁锤，你就完蛋了，给我小心点哦。哎呀，相信呢说这个 angry 生气的，大家呢应该要都知道呢，它就是形容词。形容词呢，顾名思义就是用来形容人事物，像是这个生气的啦，好吃的、漂亮的、高的、矮的 ，OK， 这些呢形容名词的字词呢就是形容词了。但是啊，生气有多生气，好吃有多好吃，长得高有多高，这个时候呢，你就可以使用程度副词来修饰形容词喽。程度副词啊，顾名思义呢，就是要讲程度啊，有多少，也就是呢，我们中文说的这个像非常啊，很怎么样，一点点怎么样。那在英文里面该怎么说呢？还记不记得呢？刚刚前面我对雪莉说的 ，I am very, very, very angry。这个 very 呢，就是属于程度副词咯。very 啊，就是很或是非常怎么样的意思。注意到呢，句子里面正确的用法是只有一个 very 哦。刚开头的呢，纯属节目效果。考试的时候呢，记得造句一个 very 就好了，大家呢就已经知道你非常生气咯。除了 very 之外呢，另外一个可以表达很怎么样的呢，就是 so。 注意到呢， so 这个字呢也可以当作连接词哦，表示所以，但是呢在这边则是程度副词的用法咯。例如啊，像我这样的巨星，哎，我可说是哦，一分钟几百万上下，哎，我的助理怎么去拿个东西拿这么久勒？ Why did it take so long? 为什么花了这么长时间呢？ so 呢就有多么 OK 这样的意思。那其他呢还有在课文里面看到的 quite 跟 pretty， OK， 也是这样的用法咯。那我们先看一下 quite 这个字呢，中文就会翻译为相当。那要注意到呢它的拼法哦， quite， OK， quite 很长呢，跟另外一个字哦 quiet quiet, OK, 安静的 ,OK, 这两个字很常搞混，要特别留意哦。那至于 pretty 呢 ,pretty 当作形容词呢是形容漂亮的，那当程度副词则是蛮怎么样的意思，跟 quite 有点像。例如呢我说 ,her voice is quite loud, 她的声音呢相当大，或者是呢 ,her hair is pretty long, 她的头发蛮长的。那课文这边呢我们是用来修饰副词 well, 其实用法是一样的咯。那最后呢我们再补充这个 a little 就是一点点的少量的。例如啊像巨星我本人呢忽然出现在超市找雪莉算账，哎呀他有点吓到了， She was a little surprised, OK, 一点点而已，有一点吓到而已。因为呢巨星哦我掩饰得很好哦，我呢才不是只有攻击村庄哦，我为此而来。